Welcome back to Nachyomi. We are up to Perek Yedbeis, chapter 12 of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. So Shmuel tells the Jewish people that, you know, I've provided you with your king, and he offers them some sort of a speech to confirm and affirm that he has been a faithful leader to them for a very long time. And we know that because we're told that he is now an old man, and the Jewish people indeed agree and affirm that he was a wonderful leader. And he then says that he's going to list all of the amazing kindnesses that Hashem has done for the Jewish people. Hashem took them out of Egypt and brought them to the land of Israel, but they forgot Hashem, so that they were given over to the Plishtim and to the Moabites and all these different nations. And so they cried out to Hashem and asked for salvation time and time again. And Hashem sent them Shofet after Shofet, Yerubbaal, Barak, which is code for Devorah, Yiftach, Shmuel, and all these other people who did save them. And he says that you were safe at the end of it. But still, you asked for a king, says Shmuel, and now you have a king. And he says to them, if you continue to follow Hashem, meaning you and the king follow Hashem, then all will be good. But if you don't follow Hashem, then you will be punished. And Shmuel creates a miracle, and he says, even though it's not the rainy season, I'm going to dive into Hashem, make it thunder and rain, and you'll realize that you were wicked when you asked for a king. He did this, it rains, and the people were in absolute awe of him. And so they ask Shmuel to intercede on their behalf with Hashem so that he doesn't kill them, wipe them out, because they realize that they had sinned terribly in asking for a king. But Shmuel basically tells them that even though you have done wicked things, move forward, don't turn away from Hashem again, serve him with all of your heart, and all will be well. And Shmuel says that he'll continue to be there for the Jewish people, and that he will continue to daven for them and guide them on the right way to live their lives. And with that, we reach the end of Perek Yedbeis. Wish everyone a beautiful day.